I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm Sanchita Sharma. I'm the Health and Science Editor with the Hindustan Times. Welcome to my podcast, Healthwise. Each episode will bring you up to speed with the top of the mind health, science, and environment issues. You'll hear experts who will help you better understand policy and decipher jargon, so that you can make the choices that work best for you.
With the health system in India focusing on coronavirus disease since March, the prevention and treatment of several other medical conditions has been impacted. Among the major slippages has been the prevention of malnutrition. Since March, millions of India's poor have been depending on rice, wheat and dal, which is lentils, given under the PDS or the public distribution system. Now, this is not enough to meet the nutritional needs of pregnant women and children under 3 years old. Experts fear that this lack of nutrition in the early years of a child's life as well as during pregnancy is going to lead to a surge of underweight and children who are stunted and wasted, as well as malnourished and anemic women who will give birth to low birth babies, who again are going to grow up to be underweight and stunted adults. India has taken 2 decades to bring down low birth weight in children, and this is really the first time that the number of children who are underweight and malnourished is actually going to go up compared to the previous year. And like I said before, underweight and stunted children grow up to be small adults and they again have small children, so it becomes like this whole cycle of undernutrition. So what experts are saying is now we're going to have a COVID generation of underweight adults who produce another generation of underweight children. Now, India took 2 decades to bring down the number of low birth weight in children. And this will really be the first time when it's going to go up compared to the last year. And underweight and stunted children, like I've said before, grow up to be adults who are small and they again have small children. So this means that we're going to have an entire COVID generation of underweight adults who will produce another generation of underweight and stunted children. So we really need to focus now on preventing this. And we hope that plasticity actually helps these children, you know, and children who've had deficits over the last 6 months. If they're given nutritionally packed food now, they may gain some of the losses they've had in development. So we really need to focus on improving the nutritional status of women and children over the next few years to ensure that they do not grow up to be underdeveloped and stunted. Poor nutrition in the first 1,000 days of life causes irreversible damage to a child's physical and mental development. Undernourished children are physically smaller than average and have weaker immunities, which raises their chances of getting infections, including life-threatening ones such as pneumonia, diarrhea, and of course COVID-19. And each episode of, let's say, an infection like diarrhea leads to children losing vital nutrients from their body, with repeated infections in childhood leading to stunting and wasting. So how did COVID actually impact the nutritional status of women and children? Well, there were disruptions in take-home rations, which were given under the Integrated Child Development Scheme, the ICDS program, and these were completely halted for the first 3 weeks after lockdown. Following this, of course, the governments and partners swung into action and ensured that these rations actually reached beneficiaries, and there are upwards of 70 million children and 17 to 19 million women who benefit from this program. Under the take-home ration program, energy-dense micronutrient-fortified blended meals, which are called bal bhog, are given to children between the ages of 7 months and 3 years. So it's like about 7 packets to normal weight children and about 10 for severely underweight children. And these are given to the families to meet the nutritional requirement of the child. And initiatives such as these have actually helped bring down stunting, which is low height for age, from 48% in 2005-2006 to 34.7% in 2018. And there's also been a close to 10% decline in underweight children in India, which which fell to 33.4% in 2018. But despite these gains, there's still about 50 million children who are stunted in India, and India still accounts for a third of the global burden of childhood stunting. So the COVID-19 setback will make it tougher for India to achieve its National Nutrition Mission Vision 2022, which aims at a 3% reduction in undernutrition each year, and also to decrease anemia in children and women by a third. So even now with the setbacks, experts say it's going to take about 3 to 6 months to reach the pre-lockdown beneficiaries who have dropped out over the last 6 months because, you know, people have moved. We really need to make very sincere and attempts to actually take these services to everyone who needs them to ensure optimally nutritious food reaches every child, every pregnant and every lactating woman who needs it. So a very obvious phase to really supercharge supplementation is by fortification, which can really be done at the smallest self-help group level with some amount of standardization and training, which is really important to ensure quality. So for something like this, no new research is required. We actually know what exactly women and children need for our optimal development. And the focus now really should be on ensuring that the supplements do not just have empty calories, and it has a very balanced energy protein combination as well as all the nutrients needed for growth and development.
If you still have any queries or would like me to cover a certain health topic, do feel free to reach out to me. You can reach me at Sanchex, that is at SANCHX, or at HT Smartcast. We are available on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. Until next time, goodbye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.